talking with Angie Costco today, and you are a musician from Quebec. Is that correct, Angie?
I'm presently living in Quebec right now in Saint-Étienne.
Okay. Where exactly is that?
That's the south of Pont-Pierre-la-Porte.
Okay.
That's the district of Levy now.
Okay, good, good. And you are originally from Virginia, USA.
Yes.
Okay, so what made you come to Quebec?
Oh, I fell in love with a Canadian,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to make my life with him. And it's been 10 years we've been married, and we have two beautiful children.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a lot about your music today, and I discovered you on the internet. I think you sent me an email, and I listened to the music, and it's just great. So
yes.
You are a multi-instrumentalist. You started playing the piano at 4 years old.
Yes.
Okay, and the guitar at 8, and then you played the flute, percussion, and drums later on in high school, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay, and your mother was a big influence in your music, was she not?
Yeah. She still is.
Okay, would you like to tell us about that, Angie?
Okay, ever since I was young, as it says on my site, I was watching my mother play her guitar at the kitchen table, and she played some wonderful music. She'd play a lot of Anne Murray,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of nice songs like Desperado and all kinds of stuff. And one day I wanted to sing along, and one of the first songs I ever sang along with my mother was Silent Night, and she heard my voice, and she knew right away when she saw me touch the piano that I could be something great. And so she got me instruments. She got me a keyboard organ. She got me a guitar later, my own electric guitar, when I was about 12.
Mm-hmm.
And right away I started playing my favorite songs from my favorite artists. I did a lot of country. I did a lot of slow rock. And it was easy to learn. And I've always wanted to create my own music. I've always wanted to write my own music. And kind of funny how I grew up, got married at 19, and then somewhere around 25 years old, I decided that I guess music isn't a future for me. It was an old pipe dream. And all of a sudden, I started to write songs, and I started to put the music to my own songs, and
mm-hmm.
it just started happening like that. One song I was writing right after the other, and I made enough for an album. And kind of funny how I didn't think my music was worth anything at all, but then my mother came for a visit, and she said, "You have to record that."
Wow.
And I said, "You think so?"
She That's
said,
great.
"Yeah, go do it professionally. Go record it professionally." So I did, and it's wonderful.
Okay, that's fantastic. Was it anything in particular that just sparked that, desire to make music in you then? Or?
Yeah. My husband bought me a guitar for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and, because I gave away all my instruments, and
mm-hmm.
I just figured music was the future, and I just started getting right back into it like that.
Okay. Now, describe your music. I've read that it's Newfound, N-E-U-F-O-N-D, not sure of the pronunciation. Newfound music, that's how you describe your music?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
It's the same idea behind Newfoundland.
Okay.
It's kind of like a newfound sound, and, at first it was just like a style I wanted to call my music because, saying I do pop or contemporary pop or mix it with reggae, that's okay in speaking, but if I want to make an album and put a particular label on it, I cannot say I'm a contemporary pop star because it's a label under
mm-hmm.
a contract.
Okay.
So I have to come up with my own style, like people are coming out with fusion or
mm-hmm.
Rue or something like that.
Okay, that's interesting. And you say music is very spiritual. That was interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. This, in my mind, it is.
Okay, would you like to talk a little bit about that, then?
Well, I mean, it comes from a very creative sense of mind and a higher frame of mind. And I really believe that, maybe God in any way people might want to believe, the God force energy or God in particular, kind of gives his own messages to you, and we interpret that in emotion and sound.
Okay, and you say music produces light too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm someone who believes in spirituality and the auras of things like that, and I really believe that the music creates its own aura.
Okay, that's interesting because I know that they use music a lot in therapy in different hospitals, and it does seem to help people a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Now, you recorded your first album, And would you like to tell us a bit about that? It's quite, I was reading that it's quite an effort to do an album. I think a lot of people don't really realize that.
Oh, yeah, it really is. When I first started out, I just had one simple guitar part to each song. And the first couple of months when I made my first CD, it was just guitar parts in my voice. But then I got serious and I talked to the technician and I said, look, I was creating other parts to certain songs and wanting to know if we can engage in a serious thing here where I can make somewhat of a professional CD. And he said, look, I'm a bass guitarist too, and I have a sound system of beats. We'll start you out with a beat, and that's how it starts, and you do your first guitar part. After that, I sang the vocal, and just to know where I'm going in the song so I can add in the second guitar part, then a piano part, backup vocal. And then the technician did the bass guitar, and it takes about a half an hour of him mixing everything to make everything the proper sound.
Okay, and there's 8 songs on it, and they're all just great, too.
Mm-hmm. I did only 8 songs because it does take a particular amount of time to do a CD, and at first my intentions were I'll make 8 songs, and that way a music producer can hear about what I can do, and if I go under contract with any music company, then I can either make more, because I've got plenty of other songs to do, I can make more to an album or leave that one like it is.
Okay, that's great. And have you had a good response so far to the album?
Yes, I have. Actually, I entered a radio contest in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That was the radio station 102.9 CFOM.
Okay.
And they did the Star Cinesco, Star Guarantee. And I participated in that contest, and I went pretty far. They had 2 winners, the first place winner, a second place winner. That the rest of them, the rest of the 10 were honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
So I went about 3 weeks, and I think that that's pretty good right there. I really enjoyed that contest. I had very good responses to my music. There were people in public who recognized me and say, hey, you were Angie. We had a big spectacular at the end of that contest, and we did a concert, and that people recognized me from the concert.
Oh, that's great. And your brother helped you to make the album cover?
Yes, he did. He is a computer graphics artist,
and
he made my CD cover for me.
Oh, that's
my
great.
Mom, she's the manufacturer. My mother, she pulls the pieces out of the computer, she cuts them up, and she assembles the CD cases, and she does an excellent job.
Yes, she does. It's great. Now, if somebody wants to find out a bit more about your music or get an album, you have a couple of websites, I believe?
If anybody wants to buy a copy of that, they can go to www.freewebs.com/crystallinefantasies. That's quite a word, I know. And there's comments. They can leave a comment, and they can go in to contact us, and they can leave a short message, and I can be sure and get the CD to them. Or what I would like to do is have a bunch of them made, because my mother, she's manufacturing them now, and I guess I can go to a particular company, give them one, and they can do about 100 at a time. I would like to start selling it, I'd like to give you a couple copies of that, so if somebody wants to call your station, I guess I can mail you a bunch.
Sure, yeah.
When I get them.
Okay, and how much is a CD?
$15 a piece.
Okay, that's more than reasonable. Yeah, that's great. And you put the CD out in November 30th, 2007, so it hasn't been out very long.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, good. So you have a lot of plans in your future then for a lot more singing. And I see that you're going to be playing in St. Gilles, Quebec on July 4th.
That's a plan. That's the plan that I want to do. I want to rent the municipality building, and friends and family are going to help me set everything up, and I'm going to be playing for, this is just like a first show for friends and family.
Okay.
So that's pretty much how this one's going to go, and if it gets some interesting feedback from friends of friends, then I'm going to probably start doing that. But I want to talk to you about something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been talking to some friends who were in music and have done shows here and there and played bar gigs for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And an advice from a friend, he said, what you're going to want to do is place some ads and get some real musicians to come and learn your music and have a band with you. I mean, people enjoy coming to see a show. They want to see band members. They want to see more than just you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if your idea is going to work out. My idea for a show was to have my music on a sound system and probably accompany my shows with a projector showing a video in the back, maybe colored lights. And I'm thinking that this might be enough because I'm somewhat of a dancer and a performer. So I was thinking that this actually could work. And he said, well, this, you never know if it's going to attract attention or if it's going to work for you or not. But what do you think about that idea?
I think it could work. I think it sounds good because I've seen a little something like that before with different other bands. So, yeah, give it a try and see if it works.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
do. Yeah.
If there is a company that is interested in my music, I would be very willing to start working with them, you know, because I'm not exactly signed under contract with
mm-hmm.
anybody. And it's some of my greatest hopes and dreams to be, you know, contracted and work for a big company like Paramount or,
mm-hmm.
you know, Columbian TriStar or something. This is my dream.
Okay, well, we hope that comes true for you.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say, Angie, before we leave about yourself or your music?
Well, I would like to hear some feedback from everybody, from anybody. If they want to leave a message on my site or if they want to, if they call you and... you get some interesting feedback from that, maybe you can send me an email and tell me about the feedback, because we don't get the station in here in Saint Etienne. So in order to listen to your station, I have to go online to listen to it. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we certainly will pass that on to you. Any particular song on the CD that's more close to you?
Well, people are very fond of Let's Go.
Okay.
People like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I did for Spinisco, and that got some very good feedback. And another song I sent to the Great American Singers and Songwriters Contest in Oregon, and although I didn't win that contest, they sent me a great evaluation of my music, and they on the music composition itself, they gave me scores of 9s and 10s on a song called I'm in Love.
Okay, that's great. That's the first track.
Yeah,
good. And Let's Go is the second track. Great. Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Angie, and wish you all the best in your music.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, right.
Bye.
but it seems to me the best things in this life are free. All it takes is you and me. Boy, think of how happy we could be. So let's go, ah, oh, let's go, baby, let's go on vacation. Driving down the road to anywhere, headed for no particular destination.
That was Let's Go by Quebec artist Angie Cosco from her CD Full of Emotion.